USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Analysts are discussing the hefty $355 million fine imposed on former President Trump Friday. Another aspect of the judgment prohibits Trump's company from conducting business in New York State for 3 years. Apart from Trump Tower, notable Trump-owned structures in Manhattan comprise 40 Wall Street, Trump International Hotel and Tower, and Trump World Tower close to the United Nations. Meanwhile, Trump's legal representatives have announced their intention to appeal. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Navalny, a vocal critic of Putin, reportedly died in custody at the age of 47 after leading protests against the Kremlin for over a decade and running for president against Putin. Economists caution about ongoing inflation as January's wholesale prices exceeded expectations. The Labor Department's report Friday reveals a 0.3% increase in the producer price index that follows a slight December decline, further complicating the inflation outlook. A former FBI informant faces charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirmed the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. The indictment is a setback for the House Republicans, who have used Alexander Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities said the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility, and they face a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Despite Egypt's denial of preparing for refugees in the Sinai Peninsula, sources told Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians if they flee across the border due to an Israeli offensive. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a serious national security threat flagged by the chair of the House Intelligence Committee this week. Ryan Daniels has the update.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly in Congress. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill Thursday.
The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida's Space Coast is scheduled for next month. NASA has announced that 3 astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on their journey to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on March 1st. Workers are diligently restoring the National Archives following a protest incident where red powder was dumped on the display containing the original U.S. Constitution. The rotunda of the building is still closed. 2 individuals were observed depositing powder into the display case on Wednesday. They were subsequently apprehended by law enforcement. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.